black bears or coyotes. You might hear a sudden croak and watch a night heron startle from a tree branch, and distracted, step on a poisonous snake, of which there were at least six varieties. Bogs and streams hid huge aquatic reptiles, and so we were careful not to wade too deep to collect our water samples. Still, these aspects of the ecosystem did not really concern any of us. Other elements had the ability to unsettle, however. Long ago, towns had existed here, and we encountered eerie signs of human habitation. Rotting cabins with sunken, red-tinged roofs, rusted wagon wheel spokes half buried in the dirt, and the barely seen outlines of what used to be enclosures for livestock, now mere ornament for layers of pine needle loam. Far worse, though, was a low, powerful moaning at dusk. The wind off the sea and the odd interior stillness dulled our ability to gauge direction, so that the sound seemed to infiltrate the black water that soaked the cypress trees. This water was so dark we could see our faces in it, and it never stirred, set like glass, reflecting the beards of gray moss that smothered the cypress trees. If you looked out through these areas toward the ocean, all you saw was the black